fewer than 1,000 people live here in rural Dayton. But the population swelled as volunteers poured in to help search for the 15-year-old abducted as she walked home from the bus stop on Monday.
All you can think about is the pain that the families and everybody involved are dealing with right now, you know. And once you start looking, you just can't stop looking. Everybody out here, you know, has a job, has to work, and they want to keep going until they figure out what's going on or find her or something.
For days, searchers have used horses, ATVs, and boats to try and find Kathleen Shepherd, a teenager who friends say always has a smile and something nice to say. Friends and community members honored her at a vigil Wednesday night.
Just pray that wherever Kathleen is right now, you keep her safe.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In a town where everybody knows everybody, the events have been traumatizing. But nobody remembers what happened more clearly than 12-year-old Desiree Hughes, who escaped the abduction and alerted authorities.
Like, you wouldn't have expected it to happen in, like, a small town.
Hughes says she and Shepherd were close to their homes when a man pulled up in a red pickup truck and offered them a job mowing lawns.
They told us to, like, keep quiet so no one could hear us, but there weren't people for a long time away. I had to run pretty far in the woods to get to another person's house.
Hughes' stepfather, Mike Schwering, says it could have happened to anyone in this small town.
You know, they were offered a job to get in a truck. You know, how many teenagers are getting a jump to go make some money?
But when news of the abduction spread, members of this tight-knit community turned out in full force. Neighbors, strangers, and businesses donated food and supplies to rescuers and to families of the victims. Renee Williams has helped with the coordination through an online community newspaper called The Dayton Leader.
This has come from just in the last probably 15 minutes. We've gotten this all these donations. It's just totally amazing to me. Brings tears to my eyes.
For more than 500 students in the Southeast Webster Grand School District, Superintendent Lonnie Dane says they are focused on finishing the school year and desperately hoping to see Kathleen home safe.
You just don't know. I have always told our communities we will do everything in our power to protect the kids when they're here. You don't have protocol or you don't have a book to follow when these things happen to kids. So you do your best.
In Dayton, I'm Dori Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.